QCQCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Sorry about the delay. I had some radio problems. Your net controller tonight is KQ4GWP. My name is Hayden, and my location is Easley. I'd like to give a special thanks to KQ4WHN Mark for letting me hold the mic tonight as I continue to learn the art of net control. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It's 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4GWP. Nothing heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG True portion. Tonight we will start with the pre-net check-in, and then we'll head over to Echolink, and then we'll continue on with the RF portion of the net. Let me refresh the pre-net check-in, and we'll get all of you guys checked in. All right, first up, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down in Flower Branch, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight. Then we've got KF4CKT. That's John in Honeyah Pass. Then we've got KC4WGG. That's Patrick from Rome, Georgia. Then we've got KO4ZEW. That's Ben from Simpsonville. Next, we have AA4GH. That's Mr. Gus from Punta Gorda, Florida. Thanks for checking in all the way down there. We have NC9V. That's Mr. Leon from Hendersonville. Then we have KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy from Hendersonville. Then we have K4XMR. That's Mel from Prosperity, South Carolina. Then we have KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don from Piedmont. And thanks for bringing along your bride. That's KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, also from Piedmont. I'd like to welcome W2AMD. That's Andrew from Simpsonville. Then we have N4ASW. It's going to be Tony from Asheville. Then we have KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy from Table Rock, South Carolina. Then we have K4OSH, that's Pat from Malden, South Carolina. And we have KQ4ZWS, Ms. Christine from Traveler's Rest. We have KN4RJN, that's John from Brown Summit. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill from Anderson. Then we have KQ4TGH, that's Jonathan from Easley. Also from Easley, KB2BYQ. That's Dave here in Easley. Thanks for checking in, guys. Then we have W4IOE. That's Sydney from Fletcher, North Carolina. And finally, we've got W4SBX. That is Brad from Simpsonville. Special thanks to everybody who uses the pre-net check-in. If they don't have a chance to hop in at 9 o'clock, we really appreciate you using that function. If you'd like to head over to Echolink, if you are an Echolink station, Echolink stations only, and you'd like to check in, please call KQ4GWP or Net Control. All right, nothing heard. Before we hop into the India through Lima group, I'd like to welcome any new hams. If you're a new ham and you've never checked into the net but would like to do so, just go ahead and call your send your call sign over and we'll do the rest. Are there any new hams that would like to check in? If so, call Net Control. All right, nothing heard. If you're a new ham and you'd like to butt in at any point, just send me a net control and we'll figure out the rest. All right, tonight being a Tuesday night, we will begin with the India through Lima group. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with I through L and you'd like to check in, please call KQ4GWP.
For GWB. Kilo 4. Juliet. Foxtrot. Oscar. Now, I'm James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
AQ4 4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up on his mountain, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hope you have a good rest of your week. And then we've got KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan over in Asheville. Thanks to both of you for checking in. Hope you have a good rest of your week. And is there anybody else in the India through Lima group? I through L, go ahead and call KQ4GWP.
KQ4GWP. Great to hear you call the net. Thank you for being here for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
This is KQ4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Larry and Miss Donna. That's KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. They're over here in Greer, South Carolina. Thank you both for checking in. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a good rest of your week. All right, let's move on to the Mike through Papa group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, go ahead and call KQ4GWP.
Troll. Agent Aiden, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Weirmont, Bubby Negative and Negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative.
Control. Control, please check in Kilo, November 4, November, Quebec, Tango, that's KN4NQT, West over in Powdersville, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena from Piedmont. Thank you for checking in and bringing along your husband, Rick, KK4DMW. I hope that you both have a great rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. Thanks also for bringing along your daughter, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay. It's Miss Michelle from Wareshoals. Hope you and your family have a great rest of your week. Then I'd like to welcome KN4NQT, Mr. West from Powdersville. Thank you for checking in, sir. I hope you have a good one. All right, anybody else from the Mike through Papa group, please call KQ4GWP or Net Control.
GWP. WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Granville County, being negative and negative. 7-3 to you and all the net.
KQ4GWP. On that last station, WG4MC, was that Brad?
Mike Alpha Tango Tango.
I don't know where I got Brad from, but thanks for checking in, and I hope you have a good rest of your week, sir. All right, moving on, let's go ahead and head on to the Quebec through Tango group. If the first letter of your call begins with Q through T, go ahead and call KQ4GWP or Net Control.
KQ4GWP. You're calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4GWP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris, Liberty. Then I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KQ4GWP, Hayden, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome N0TR, Mr. Tom from Greer. Always good to hear from you, Tom. I hope you have a good rest of your week. Also, I'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris from Liberty. I hope that you are doing well, well as well. It sounds like a station was trying to check in. If I missed anybody, please go ahead and call KQ4GWP or Net Control. Nothing heard. Let's go ahead and move on to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z. If you'd like to check in tonight, call KQ4GWP.
KQ4GWP. If you would, check in KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. I've got one item for right to. I'm going to try and keep everybody off of the television sets and keep the conversation going tonight. So if you'd put me down for one, and looks like you got an Echo Link station there waiting as well.
KQ4GWP, welcoming KQ4WHN. Mark, thanks again for checking in, and thanks for letting me hold the mic tonight. I'm having a blast. And I got you down for some comments after the roll call. We'll look forward to hear what you have to say. Let's go ahead and head over to Echo Link. Thanks for bringing that to my attention. If you're an Echo Link station and you'd like to check in, please call Net Control. Nothing heard. This is KQ4GWP. We'll visit Echo Link again. If you'd like to check in, then we'll catch you here in a little bit. Anybody else? Uniform Through Zulu, the U through Z group. Call KQ4GWP.
KQ4GWP, Net Control. Control, if you would please. Check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4CLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townsville on Lake Harbor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir, to you and everybody on the net.
Port GWP. Hayden, doing a great job tonight calling the net. It's really nice to hear you. And I'm mobile. I was driving along and missed my group for some reason. Didn't hear you call it. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, mobile, almost home. And no traffic, no table. Hello to you and Graceland and the kiddos and everyone on the net.
KQ4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KQ4ZLE. That's Mr. Anthony from Townsville. Thanks for checking in tonight, sir. Hope you have a great rest of your week. And then N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane, mobile tonight. Thanks again, and you are exactly where you need to be. I'm still in U through Z. So thanks for checking in tonight, and I'll need to chat with you later. I hear that you're going to be a birthday boy soon, so I'll need to get the right date from you. Thanks for checking in, Shane. I hope that you and Beth have a good night as well. Let's move to the top of the alphabet. That's going to be the A through D group, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check in, go ahead and call KQ4GWP.
Kilo Bravo 2 Golf Uniform November. Name here is Bill in Mills River, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4GWP. Good evening, Hayden. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW. Dave and Greer, I'll be negative and negative. And thanks again for calling in.
GWP. In Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. Terry and Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening, Hayden.
Control. Please check in Whiskey 4 America Quebec. W4AQ. My name is Joe. I'm in Reedville and I'm just listening tonight.
4GWP. In the net, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS. That's me, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. Thanks for calling the net.
KQ4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to first of all welcome Mr. Dave. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your week. Then we've got KR4ACR, Mr. Terry from Moore. Thank you for checking in, sir. Hope you're having a good one. Then we've got W4AQ, Mr. Joe, I believe. Thanks for checking in tonight. I don't think I've received your check-in before, so appreciate it and hope you have a good one. Then we've got Mr. Gary, that's KI4DOS from Easley, bringing along his bride, K3JOY. Appreciate you guys checking in. Always good to hear from you and hope you have a good rest of your week. Is there anybody else from the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, that'd like to check in? Call KQ4GWP.
Bravo Uniform November, Bill and Mills River, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KQ4 GWP. That last station was a little garbled at the beginning. Can you send your call one more time, please?
Bravo 2, Golf, Uniform November. Name here is Bill at Mills River.
Well, that's KB2 GUN from Mills River. Thanks for checking in, sir. I appreciate it, and you have a sweet call. Anybody else from A through D, Alpha through Delta, I'd like to check in. Call KQ4 GWP. And heard, let's head to the patient group of the night. That's going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. Thanks for being patient, everybody. If you'd like to check in, go ahead and call KQ4 GWP.
KWP. Thanks for running the net tonight. You're sounding good. Please check in at K4HNR, Kilo 4 Hotel, November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
KQ4 GWP. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight. Thanks very much for calling the net.
This is KQ4 GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my brother, K4HNR from Greenville. Thanks for checking in, Connor. I hope that you and Gabby are having a good night. Please send her our hellos, and you have a good rest of your night. And KR4EEE, can you send me your name one more time?
Sure. It's Greg Hendersonville.
Here, Greg. Thanks for checking in, KR4EEE. I appreciate it. Anybody else from the Echo Through Hotel, E through H, go ahead and call KQ4GWP or Net Control. All right, nothing heard. Before we open it up to the whole alphabet, let's go ahead and head over to Echo Link. If you're an Echo Link station, Echo Link stations only, please call KQ4GWP.
KQ4GWP, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood, good evening to yourself and the net. Good evening to yourself and all on the net. Negative, negative, and I do want to, and I do apologize for the first time I had to log off to get some audio issues straightened out, but I am back now, so if you will, net control, check me in, KA4PQA.
KQ4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, KA4PQA. I've got you in here, Steven. Thanks for checking in. No worries. I've had some difficulties, some technical difficulties today on my own as well. So we'll make it through. I appreciate it. All right, let's open it up to the whole alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check in tonight, go ahead and call KQ.
GWP. Please check in Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo Hotel, W4MKH, Marshall, over here east of Columbus in Polk County, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
And Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative. 73 to all.
This is KQ4 GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4MK4, and could you send me your name one more time? I apologize.
4MKH, Marshall.
W4MKH, Marshall. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And then I'd like to welcome KO4WTQ, Greg. Thank you both for checking in. I do appreciate it. And let's open it up one last time, and then we've got some rag chew. Just one last time, A through Z. If you'd like to check in, call KQ4GWP.
4GWP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET Matthew Northern Pickens. No traffic, no chew tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
All right, this is KQ4 GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome WW4JET, Mr. Matthew from North Pickens County. Thank you for checking in. And I do appreciate everybody's patience tonight, and appreciate the check-in. So now let's move on to the final portion, the rag chew portion of the net. Looks like we have one up to the plate to rag chew. It's going to be Mr. Mark, KQ4WHN. Go ahead, Mark.
I appreciate it. So I had a couple of items that I wanted to bring up. One is the Henderson Radio Club is doing what's called a Ride the Swine Wave. No points for the pun, but Basically, it's going to be an exercise coming up on the 30th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and if you've never done it before, and that would include me, they're going to be doing message handling, message passing, so that when you have issues like we had hurricane season last year, and you've got someone who's trying to get message traffic in and out, you've got a way to standardize and transmit that that traffic in and out of different areas. If you haven't done that before, and that's certainly in my list of things that I need to learn how to do, the Anderson Radio Club is doing it on Saturday, 10 to 2. More than happy to plug you into that if that's something that you might be interested in. I can make that introduction and get you involved with it. But they're going to be on the repeater on Sassafras Mountain for the Anderson Radio Club, and they're also going to be doing it in HF. So technician all the way up can play this game, and it's a good use of time to try to get everybody up and running and figure out what sets, you know, how that works and how you can get involved.
That sounds awesome. I'm going to go ahead and give them 10 points for the plan. Ride the swine wave. That is awesome. I love it. That's going to be on the 30th, you said, Saturday, from 10 to 2. That would be amazing, learning how to message passing, especially with that event. That's crazy to think about. Does anybody need any feels on that? Anybody want more information, websites or anything? Go ahead and call Mark, KQ4WHN. I've definitely got it on my calendar. You don't happen to have the frequency they'll be using up on Sassafras Mountain, do you?
So it's their repeater. So it's the 146790 repeater for the Anderson Radio Club. So that would be the VHF version of it. And then they've got HF frequencies somewhere in the 20 to 40 meter range that they're going to be announcing, I guess, when they figure out what the spread's going to be and where they're going to have different people. They're going to have folks in the field and folks basically doing this from their house, and they're going to figure out where different people are and how they can maybe set up some of these nets and get some conversation going back and forth. At the very least, we can heat up the airwaves a little bit and have a little fun. They've got a sample message template that you can use, and it's all about making the mistakes now as we get into the heat of hurricane season. You never know.
On getting the kinks out now, whenever it's all calm and everything. I made it through the first paragraph of the net today. Look over, and I was on the wrong frequency. So the U.S. Simplex. So if anybody was on that, which they rarely are, I feel that then they were listening to me blabber on. So yeah, we're just make the mistakes now while you can, while everything is smooth sailing. I'm always glad to make those mistakes now, and I'm glad that I have people in my circle that I can always ask questions or get advice from. It's always good.
Yes, I'm more than happy to give you my phone number if you want to call or text me. You can reach out to 864-270-1646. Again, that's 864-270-1646. That's my mobile, and I'm more than happy to guide you into the exercise. Not something that I'm doing, but something that I plan to participate in, and I've at least got the details. I can pass it along via email, so you've got all the stuff that I've got, and you can work on it yourself if that's of interest to you. The other one I had on my mind was Hamfests and all the different Hamfests, Hamvention, Hamcation. Been watching a lot of YouTube videos and different folks that are out there attending these different events, and I know we've got one coming up in Shelby. Curious if anybody has a favorite reason that you go or have not gone to a ham fest, and what might be interesting to learn, or if I've got a particular piece of hardware I'm looking to find, where's the place to go? So that's one of those things I think everybody is super on board for, or they just, you know, they got things to do and they don't have time for that nonsense. So I'm just curious what the overall consensus is on going to a gathering of a bunch of nerdy ham people.
I love it, Mark. This is Hayden, KQ4GWP. Yeah, let's open it up. Anybody want to send their reasons of why they love going to HamFest? I've been to one myself. Any thoughts on that?
WH, yeah. Well, while they figure out what they want to contribute there, I know we've got the Shelby HamFest coming up this weekend, the 29th and 30th. We've got the Rock Hill HamFest. This is according to the ARRL website, so there may be others. Got the Rock Hill HamFest on October 4th over in Rock Hill. There's one in Dutch Fork, Little Mountain, kind of Chapin area there for the Dutch Fork Swap Meet HamFest on October 11th. So there's stuff out there, and I think I've seen a couple in the Blue Ridge mailing list about the Stone Mountain HamFest coming up in November. So if anybody wants any more information about any of those, you can go to ARRL.org and you can look for the HamFest calendar. Super helpful because you can look by zip code or keyword or city and you can find what you're looking for. But I know we just had Huntsville that finished up last weekend or the weekend before, recently. We'll go with recently. And then we had the big Dayton HamFest and the Orlando Hamcation. And just not something I've experienced, but plan to get involved with at some point, just to say I've been to one and see if it's something that's interesting.
Well, my brother and his father-in-law are going to be going to the Shelby one, and I've recently just received a schedule change. I work straight through the weekend on nights. It's 3 13-hour shifts through the night on the weekend, so I can't make it any of those. I'll be snoozing, but I told him to get me some cool patches and cool merch. I always love seeing the stuff that they come out with, whether it's like, you know, the radio symbols or a pun, like the Ride the Swine Wave. I love it. I remember the last one that I went to was the one up that they just had. I forget the town, but the big ham fest that just happened. And I attended one of those the breakout sessions where somebody led it, and he was talking about DXing, and he brought out and doing POTA and SOTA and all that, and that really just sent me into the love of the radio, and that was a big moment for me where I was like, I couldn't even imagine that you could do all this stuff on a 9-volt battery. It blew my mind, but I'm hoping to get into it one day. I'd love to, and that'd be something that I'd like to do, but right now I'm at the desk at the house, so because that's what I can afford, so we'll just stay there for now. But yeah, anybody else want to send their thoughts or comments on reasons why they go to a ham fest? We'll keep it going. Meet me tonight, Mark.
Round of check-ins, and then I'm going to ask you a question about the one you went to.
If there's anybody that would like to check in, let's see, it's almost been 40 minutes past the hour. Open it up, A through L, or A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, call KQ4GWP.
Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you guys and all on the net.
4JIA. What was that name, sir?
It's Dennis in Gaffney.
Spelling that? I'm having a hard time hearing that. I'm sorry.
Echo November, November, item Sierra.
Dennis, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I got you checked in here. Thank you, sir, for your patience. Anybody else wishing to check in, call KQ4GWP.
4GWP. This is Whiskey 4 America, Quebec. I already checked in earlier, but I had something I'd like to add if nobody else is going to check in.
I like it. Go ahead, W4AKQ. And was that Joe?
It is Joe, W4AQ. You know, something that caught my ear, I was trying to get back to the radio. You mentioned that, you know, the POTA and SOTA stuff is what kind of really caught your eye in the hobby. And, you know, I haven't been to any HamFest myself, but especially in the last couple of years, I've really found my niche in that, you know, that I think it's great that that's really picking up steam. Because it's getting a lot more people interested in the hobby. and it's pushing, you know, a lot of younger people too towards, you know, some of these old school modes of operating like CW. You know, that was that's really what pushed me towards it, the ability to use a smaller rig that consumes less power, you know, like a 9-volt battery, like you were saying, and to be able to go out there and work a pile up, you know, with less than 5 watts and a 9-volt battery, you know, that's what really brought me into the hobby. And I wanted to throw that in there because that really resonated with me.
Thanks for the comment, Joe. I was just blown away. I couldn't believe it. When you say things like working a pile up and all that, I couldn't even imagine, you know, like what that meant. It was such a new world to me. And, I've tried to watch YouTube videos after YouTube videos. And I think there's such an overload of you know, you want to buy once, cry once. And I just don't know what to buy, you know. And then everybody's 3D printed half of their setup, which I don't have. So that's a barrier to entry, you know. But still, you know, it's still something that I definitely want to do one day.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't have a 3D printer at all either. I'm kind of out of the game right now as I recover from an injury. But by the end of the year, I'm going to be back at it, climbing up mountains. And, you know, most of the time I do mine as kind of a dual summits on the air and parks on the air activation. If you want to shoot me an email, we may be able to work something out. I may be able to help facilitate something for you there. You know, on QRZ, my email's good. But, you know, no pressure. I love any opportunity to get up there in the hills and play with my radio at the same time.
I'll definitely reach out to you at that email. That'd be great. I'm the same, hitting the hills, but I'll just take my HT and do what I can with what I have, you know, hopefully to hit a repeater or if any line of sight, if any, you know, in the local area with my HT. But that'd be awesome. I would love any advice I can get. Yeah, I'll shoot you an email tomorrow. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And, you know, even in HT, there's a lot you can do with it. I know this was probably, I don't know, three, four years ago or something like that when I first started dipping my toes into it. You know, all I had was a little dual band handheld and went out there on Klingman's Dome and worked a guy that was down in Alpharetta, Georgia, you know, from the Tennessee, North Carolina state line. And I almost couldn't believe it at first, you know. So even just with a handheld, you get up high enough, you know, get a little propagation, and it's just incredible. I was hooked after that. So yeah, shoot me an email, and we may be able to work something out, even if we can't necessarily meet up. I'd love to kind of narrow that down for you, you know, and help get you started.
Joe, I really do appreciate that. Again, that's what this hobby is all about, just helping out each other as we have fun playing radio. Is there anybody else, last-minute check-ins, A through Z, last-minute check-ins, go ahead and call KQ4GWP.
WP, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Deer Camp tonight. Thank you for calling the net, sir. I'm in and out.
This is KQ4GWP with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KO4NUE Chad from Deer Camp tonight. Thank you, Chad, for checking in. I do appreciate it. I hope you have a good rest of your night. All right, I'm going to head back over to Mark, KQ4WHN, to continue this conversation about going to Hamfest and what we enjoy about it.
Forget about it. When you're talking about doing a soda, that summits on the air usually involve some hiking and you want to carry as little stuff as you can. I would encourage anyone who wants to do that to check out the latest 1-pound challenge on the Ham Radio Crash Course YouTube channel. Josh, KI4NAZ, or sorry, KI6NAZ, Josh with Ham Radio Crash Course just did a video over the weekend talking about the 1-pound challenge and getting a QRP Labs radio and antenna and, you know, the battery and everything you need to make it all work in under a pound. And he's only putting out a couple of watts, and he's getting, you know, folks from halfway across the country, so it's fascinating to see what you can do with ham radio, even with a minimalist kind of setup like that. And he said, if you want to build your own QRP Labs radio, you could do it for just over $100, so well within most people's price range if that's something that they want to do. The question that I have for you, sir, Mr. Hayden, you said you went to a ham fest and you attended some breakout sessions. What ham fest did you go to, and what did you find beneficial about it?
This is KQ4GWP. I'm blanking on the town. It's the one that just happened. It's like northwest of Asheville.
White Cars? West Cars?
Yes.
What kind of interesting things did they have for you to enjoy while you were there?
Yeah, this is the 2024 one, so I had my license for months, not even a year yet, I don't think. Went by myself, and it was very overwhelming to see all the gear. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of old radios and things I didn't even have a clue. Most of it was me picking up something I didn't even know what I was looking at half the time. I think the best thing was any question I had, you know, I'd ask a question, somebody would come over and help, and then somebody else would go. And next thing I know, I'm just, you know, now a whole bunch of guys are just giving me all this advice, and that was super nice, especially being there by myself and just knowing, like, you know, I have all these questions, I'm new, and everybody just wanted to help. Kind of like tonight, everybody just offering to. That was probably the most beneficial thing. And like I said, you know, the barrier to entry, not knowing where to start, all that kind of stuff. And, it, you know, you learn as you go. I've watched a bunch of the ham radio crash course videos and all that, and the things that Josh gets into and that he does is insane, like the one-pound challenge. I can't even imagine doing that right now. But, so that was probably the most beneficial was just seeing the amount of people that were willing to help. Just this new guy that, you know, barely knows how to plug in his radio right.
Things you can kind of keep in mind is the folks at ICOM and their blessed wisdom have decided to update a bunch of radios. So we now have the 7300 Mark II and the announced but not yet shipping ID 5200. VHF, UHF radio. So one would assume in the coming months as these things start to hit the shelves that some of the older gear is going to have to get fire sailed, and you might be able to pick up some ICOM stuff, particularly the stuff that got refreshed at more of a discount than you've seen in the past. So save your pennies. There might be some stuff out there on the cheap.
With this hobby, save your pennies. Yeah, I started out with, I've just gotten Yaesu everything. You just pick one and stick with it. But, when I'm ready to enter that realm and upgrade, obviously I need to get some more licenses as well. But, it's all part of the process.
For WHN. That's the thing I've done is a lot of, I've done in my career a lot of technical conferences, most of them for major manufacturers, folks in the technology realm, but familiar with the breakout session, familiar with the conference format, and just knowing that a ham fest would be much more personable than anything that the marketing department at Microsoft would have put on, be much more hometown, as they used to say. I would much appreciate being able to go in and spend some quality time with folks. And some of the conversations that I've had with various people on some of the technical topics, it makes my little heart happy that I can learn all these different things, and it's still a long way to go for me, but it's part of the fun, it's part of the challenge, it's part of the exploration of ham radio, and you just got to figure out which rabbit hole you want to run down, so... But if anybody else has any thoughts on ham fests or gatherings or swap meets, I guess go ahead and call now. But, Hayden, we're probably getting to the time of night where people are thinking about maybe going to bed so they can get up for work tomorrow, or at least get up for breakfast and a proper pot of coffee. So I will continue to consume the bandwidth, give everybody else a chance if they need to, and I'll let you know a chance or some late check-ins, and we'll wrap this thing up.
Yeah, I think that it is time. I think everybody's hitting the sack tonight. Appreciate the conversation and getting the gears turning and keeping us away from that TV. That's always good. Yeah, final call. Let's do a final call for all check-ins. It's going to be Alpha 2 Zulu. If any late check-ins, go ahead and call. All right, this is KQ4GWP. Going to go ahead and secure the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, our special thanks for everybody checking in and for your patience as well. We'll now return the repeater back to the normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, and God bless.